Okay, praise the Lord, my sisters and brothers, all those who might be in attendance with us this evening. It is now 7:15, and I want to welcome you to the St. James Missionary Baptist Church Wednesday night Bible study. And I'm hoping that we can find some things that will raise your antennas this evening on our subject. But before we go any further, we want to open up. Glad to see my wife Karen is with us. Do you want to open us up with prayer? Would you have me do so?
Can open up. Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight. First of all, thanking and praising you for this day, Lord God. Thanking you for brand new mercies each and every day, Lord God. Forgive us of all of our sins that we've committed thus far in thought, word, and deed. Lord God, as we go forth in our Bible study this evening, we ask that you touch Pastor Cotton and God, and we thank you for you giving him the word to give to us on this evening. God, give us the word according to your will, God, not our way and not our will, but your will be done. And we thank you for Bible study. And we ask all these blessings in your holy and righteous name with thanksgiving. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Okay. Our Bible study this evening is very simple. Excuse me. Again, the technical difficulty. Do you have the echo over on your side, Karen?
No.
You don't have echo? Okay. Then it's good. It's just me then. All right. I can live with that. Okay. All right, this evening, our question that we're raising for our Bible study tonight is, where do angels come from? Do they still exist? And what are they doing now? Okay, now this question is not just something that came out of my head out of either. These are out of the ether. These are questions that were asked of us, even through the years. Others have raised these questions, and we've had studies on this subject in years gone by. But so I'm just reviving questions that we have talked about as years gone by. But again, we've put this out to those who generally are with us on our Bible study evening. Right now, it's my wife and I physically present. I don't know who all is may be watching us or may watch us as we record this, but this is it. Before I go any further, Karen, did you have something you wanted to share on this before we go further?
Okay, I can answer the first questions. Angels are believed. Where do angels come from? Angels are believed to come from God, having been created as a personal spirit being to serve and to worship Him. Also, angels are considered real beings with supernatural power and purpose.
Okay. All right, so we're looking at the first part of our question. Where do angels come from? Now, you're saying angels came from where?
Angels are believed to come from God,
I believe.
having been created as personal spirit beings to serve and what to worship Him.
Okay. All right, we have. Well, this is Bible study, so I want to know, where did you get your information?
I got it from Bible study. Got it from one second, I'll tell you in a minute.
Now, if we're looking at the first part of our question, where do angels come from? Again, just to repeat for the benefit of just joining us, our question for the evening again is, where do angels come from? Do they still exist? And what are they doing now? The first part of these questions, where do angels come from, is what we're just looking at now. Do you have your scripture, Karen?
I have a scripture, Isaiah 6:2 and 3.
Isaiah 6. What did you say? 2?
Isaiah 6:2 and 3.
Okay. Okay, and what do you, and you're gonna read, you prepared to read that for us?
One second. Say a six. Say six. Okay, six. Okay. Isaiah 6:2.
Okay.
Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Speaking about angels.
Okay. All right. So, okay. So, we're in agreement that angels were made. We're made. We actually looking at the question, where do angels come from? Turn with me to Job, the 38th chapter. Let me know when you get there.
Okay.
I'm there now.
Okay. The seventh verse. Now, okay, Job the 38th chapter and the seventh verse. It reads as follows. Now, we're in agreement. They've been there since the creation. You read, this is what it says in the seventh verse. In the latter part, it says, while the morning stars sang together and all the angels shouted for joy. This is in the book of Job. Now, for the benefit of those who may not be aware, not trying to insult anybody's intention, Genesis is not the oldest book in the Bible. Job is. And here you find the recording what happened during the creation of the world. When Job, at one point, people, we talk about the patience of Job, but at one point, Job began to question God, and God asked him some questions, and one of them was, hey, where were you when the, and he goes on and talk about, wow, the morning stars sang together and all the angels shouted for joy. This is during the creation, and this is one of the questions he threw at Job. That's only one. But in Psalm, the 148th Psalm, what we find in the second and in the fifth verses, you can find this at your leisure, in Psalm 148, the second verse and a portion of the second verse and the fifth verse. This is what you will find. In the second verse, praise ye him, all his angels. Okay. And in the fifth verse, let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. And they were created. So, yes, the angels were created. Okay. I'm sorry for those who may have thought that loved ones die and they become angels. No, that's not how it works. Now, some of you are saying, well, maybe they became angels later. They added on to the angels that were already created. The scriptures do not hold that because we'll find that out later when we ask the question, and we'll address that later. But that's a good question. You know, for those who think that others have died and become angels, that is not scripturally supported. Any questions at this point?
What was that scripture again?
That was Psalm 148, the second and fifth verses. The second part of our question, do they still exist? Anybody want to address that part of our question about angels? In your research, do you have anything to, or even in just your opinion, do angels still exist?
I think yeah, I think they. I mean, I never seen where they stopped existing. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure. I mean, yeah, in my opinion, I'm pretty sure they still exist. I never heard nothing different. I never thought otherwise. I mean, we know Satan is an angel, so you know he still exists. I believe he still exists.
Definitely, angels still exist.
But how do you prove it? I mean, you strongly believe it, but how do we prove it?
What's like what the famous verse that you use? Faith cometh by hearing, and not. Well, I mean, I should know this by now. Faith come, you know, you gotta believe or don't believe. Some people don't believe in them. So, I believe I haven't, you know, I'm in the category of one who does believe. Rome is, you know, and well, because of Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So that's what I believe.
But how does that tell us about angels existing?
I mean, see, to me, that's a loaded question. Okay, like, because I mean, I've never seen one, but I've also never seen God. Now, I you know it's so it's like, do we take it back? How far do we want to take this? To do it now, so it boils down to your belief, doesn't it? Which I ain't trying to, you know, that's part of why we're all sitting here. We all believe, right? So, I mean, that's I mean, I'm not trying to dodge the question. I'm just being. I've never seen an angel before. I don't think. But the Bible talks to us, you know, I've read up, you know, Michael and Gabriel did happen, and Satan is based on, I can't quote the exact scripture, but I know he was an angel as well. So I mean, that's my reasoning. Sorry, that's probably not the most soundest, but to me, faith, I guess, is a cop-out answer to some degree, but that is my answer.
Yeah, a lot of people say that things have happened, extraordinary things have happened in their life, and the only way they can explain it is that they will say that angels did it. And that sounds good. But we don't have to be guessing. We don't have to rely on what we call blind faith. No, we don't have to. There is scripture that lets us know these things. Turn with me to Luke, the Gospel of St. Luke, the 20th chapter. The 35th and the 36th verses. When you get there, read those verses for us, anyone, whoever gets there.
Luke 20. I'm sorry, you said Luke 20, what else?
The 35th and the 36th verses.
But they which shall be accounted worthy to obtain that world and the resurrection from the dead, neither marry nor are given in marriage, neither can they die any more, for they are equal unto the angels and are the children of God, being the children of the resurrection. The 35th and the 36th verse.
Now you said, well, wait a minute, he's talking about those people who died and going to the resurrection. But look at what he says. They are equal unto the angels and the children of God. And you said, because what about makes them equal? Neither can they die anymore. They're like the angels who do not die. Now, some of you might say, angels don't die. They don't. So that's partly the answer also for those people who feel as though that there are loved ones who have died and become angels. You see no inclusion of angels, and there's no shortage of angels. You know, there's quite a few angels, and we've seen many occasions where numbers have been spoken. Even the famous story about the angels who asked Jesus to cast them into the swine. It was over 2,000 swine. Now, those were demons, fallen angels. And it was over 2,000 of them. But let's go a little, let's look at another passage of scripture. How about Matthew, the 26th chapter, the 53rd and the 54th verses?
Yeah,
Oh,
I
I'm
have a
sorry,
question.
Alex, you had something to say.
Yeah, so demons are fallen angels?
Yes.
Know that.
Yeah, remember when Satan was cast out of heaven, he took a third of the angels with him.
So, okay, so a third, so I'm taking a third, okay, I didn't know by definition a demon was a fallen angel. Okay, sorry, I'm listening.
Yes, now. I mean, we've seen where the angels have fallen. They have done a lot of things. We see where some of them have fallen and come to earth and took some of the women that were here. I mean, it's a lot of things that these fallen angels have done. You know, they don't, but remember the key thing, they don't die. They don't die. You know. But that's lessons in and of themselves. That Matthew 26, anybody get there?
Sorry, I didn't know. I
That's all
didn't. I
right.
might
Let
wasn't
me read
being.
this for you, the 53rd and the 54th verses. Now, this is when he was before Pilate. The guards came to arrest him, and they tried, you know, they got him chained up, tied up, and all of that. But look at what Jesus could have called 12 legions of angels at that time to come and protect him. Look at what he says in the 53rd verse. Do you think I cannot call on my Father, and he will at once put in my disposal more than 12 legions of angels? But how then would the scriptures be fulfilled that say it must happen in this way? Jesus came, we know that Jesus came to die for us. This had to happen. What was happening to Jesus was prophesied, and it had to happen. But if he didn't want it to happen, it didn't have to. You know, he's letting them know that, hey, I could have 12 or 12 legions of angels here. Standing at the ready, they're there standing at the ready to be here. So yes, they still exist. They still exist. He said, well, that was during Jesus' time. Let's look a little bit further. 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, and the 3rd verse. We read this in the third verse. If anybody's there, if you want to read it, you can.
Do you not know that we will judge angels? How much more the things of this life? That's it. That's
Yes.
the third.
Yes. Now, listen. Listen to what letting you know something. The saints of God at one point will judge angels. This lets you know that one, they still exist. They're still around to the point that we will judge them. This is not going to happen here on earth. This is going to happen after we've gone on, after we've gone on to glory. And there's going to be a time when we will judge angels. Not in these mortal bodies that we have now. For we know that even when the resurrection happens, as the word teaches us, this mortal is going to put on immortality. This corruptible is going to be incorrupted. All of this is going to happen. And it's going to be a time. It's going to be a time. Again, as we mentioned, these fallen angels, we'll judge them. Man is going to do that. So yes, he said, well, this is not going to happen until later on. So that lets you know that the angels are still present. That lets you know that. Okay. Now in Colossians.
218.
Yes.
Okay.
If you're there, you can read that.
Was going to read another scripture. One second. Oh, I'm not there. Well, I chose.
I'm there.
Go ahead, read it.
Do not let anyone who delights in false humility and the worship of angels disqualify you. Such a person also goes into great detail about what they have seen. They are puffed up with idle notions by their unspiritual mind.
Okay, let's know that one, angels, yes, even though angels, we've seen examples of angels exhibit different powers, mighty power, they're mighty beings, they are not to be worshipped. Only the Lord is to be worshipped, not angels. And you let them know that. Yes, for those who stood before angels and recognized their power, they immediately wanted to worship them. He said, no, don't worship me. Don't worship me. I'm not to be worshipped. And this is what we to understand. As powerful as angels might be, no, they're not to be worshipped. So that's again letting us understand and know that angels do exist and we have encounters with angels. I did not want to take the time. I was hoping for those who were looking, but I did not want to take the time to just give you examples of those who has seen angels, or those who were visited by angels and all of that. That's good stuff, but that's not where I wanted to go. That's where I figured those, a lot of you would do that. But so far we've addressed a couple of these quick parts of the question. Where do angels come from? Yes, we answered that. They're created. They're not just coming from dead people, good people who have died in the Lord. No, they were created. They were created. Do they still exist? I think that we've covered just enough scripture alone right here to let us know that scripture that angels do exist. Everybody agree?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. What are they doing now? What are angels doing now? Do y'all have any comments on that? What are they doing now?
They're watching over us.
You made a statement. You have to give a scripture. You got to give a scripture.
All right.
I've heard it stated that we believe that angels are they still exist. And if they still exist, if the question, last part of our three-point question is, three-part question is, what are they doing now? Cameron said that they're watching over us. That sounds good. We just need some scripture to support that. Anybody else?
They are serving God and helping those who will be saved, I think. I got Hebrews 1:14, which
Yeah,
I'm not.
what passage?
Hebrews 1:14.
Okay, same passage I have. That's the only one that I use. You want to read that fourth? I
Okay.
suggest you read 13 and 14.
Okay. 13, once again, 14. To which of the angels did God ever say, "Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet"? Are not all angels ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation?
Okay. Okay. Now, the 14 is the key. I mentioned 13 to help give us more context. But what we want to look at here is this. Are not all angels, he didn't say some,
This black guy, I
but
think
all angels are ministering spirits. That's the key. Remember that. Sent to serve those who will inherit. He didn't say inherit eternal life. Don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted. He said, but who will inherit salvation? Now, why is that so important? Because that also gives you insight to let you know that they are still working even for those who are yet being saved. Folks are being saved today. We read in the scripture where folks are going to be saved even during the tribulation period. We read in the scripture where folks are going to be saved all the way until the Lord finally comes and ends everything here after the tribulation is over with. So what we understand, this passage of scripture right here helps us to understand that angels are always around, still ministering to those, okay, that are becoming saved. That's powerful, y'all. That's powerful. That's powerful. Even in the terrible times to come, where those who are already members of the household of faith, those of us already who are saved, those of us already who are born again, when we are all gone, raptured up, there's still going to be those who are going to be left behind. There are still some of them who are going to inherit salvation. And the angels are still there ministering to them. Wow. Angels. So I dare say that we've addressed the questions put before us. Where do angels come from? Do they still exist? And what are they doing now? They're ministering, sent to serve those who will inherit salvation. To serve. Angels sent to serve those who will inherit salvation. Wow. What do y'all think about this?
No, yeah, I think it's I mean, clears up some misconceptions, definitely. And it's I mean, I think a lot of things the world try to say, including like I think you alluded to it earlier about how like, oh man, I have an angel, my parent died and they're an angel, they're like an angel watching over me now. That I think, clearly, this lesson in the word clears that up completely. It just doesn't work that way. Now, I think sometimes we say a lot of things to make ourselves feel better about somebody no longer being with us. There's a lot of things we say, probably fall into that category under those circumstances. But I think, but so I mean, I don't think they necessarily mean negative when they say that. The idea of, one's loved one looking down on them does provide us comfort, so I get it. I don't think, it's like there's like an angel on my shoulder. Okay, the idea provides a lot, can give us some solace in the n idea, that person's no longer with us. So I get it, but the reality is that's not the way it really works, honestly. I think this adds further illumination to that.
Okay. And I'm glad that that is part of our purpose, as you stated, to clear up some of the misconceptions about angels, whether that some of these, I think these are key questions. Where they come from is, I believe, was a key question, and whether they still exist. Yes, and again, what are they doing? If they still exist, then what are they doing? And I think now that we just say with everything that they're doing, no, we didn't talk about everything that they're doing. No, we didn't. Did we go through every passage of scripture that talks about them, to let us know that they exist? No. No, we didn't. But we have looked into the scriptures enough to satisfy the questions that act that answered the questions we have before us.
Yeah.
Some people are disappointed, those who thought that their loved ones had become angels. But they shouldn't be, because if they were, just think about this. If it was possible, if they were so good that they could become angels, that means they've gone on to heaven. So don't feel bad for them. Don't feel bad for them. If they've gone on to glory, they've done all right. They've gone on to heaven. They're doing okay. Yeah. So they're doing fine. We don't need to worry about them.
Now,
We just been a little bit confused thinking that they became angels.
not to be, I mean, we also learned tonight that you can be an angel, a demon. So maybe, I guess they could have gone on to be a demon if we're still basing on previous logic or reasoning. Okay, well, which angel
No,
did they
they're
become?
not. They haven't gone on to be a demon either.
No, my point is, I mean, I mean, they can't be an angel regardless. But even if there was like they may, but they could have, if they could have became an angel, which we know they can, they could have gone on to be an angel in hell also.
Oh, I hear you.
Conversely, but they can't be an angel regardless. Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Yes.
I'm just. We also learned about that also.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you had we had this lesson in 2019 about angels and demons, and demons on from your notes, demons are a type of fallen angelic being. They do what they do above the natural realm. They do not have physical bodies and they are invisible. The Bible makes mention of a number of other attributes that they possess. Is this a lot to this lesson, really? Because
Oh yeah. Oh yes.
that we could, continue.
We spent weeks, I don't know how many weeks, but we spent weeks on this subject of angels, and even we had to have a session dealing with demons as well. You know, it takes some time. But as Alex aptly pointed out, we need to eliminate some of the misconceptions that folks have. And we need to understand that even though we may feel strongly about something in the scriptures, if the scriptures don't say it so, that don't make it so just because we feel strongly about it. You know, for some of us, we feel as though our loved one, whether it be mom, grandma, you know, whoever, we might have felt that they were the salt of the earth. We have people say, yeah, my mother's watching over me right now and watching, looking down on me and all of that stuff. And to say that they're 100% wrong, I can't say that. Because when we read the account of of Davies, the rich man, and Lazarus going on, he's having that conversation with Abraham. Then again, that way he wasn't still on earth at that time. But that's another lesson. They were, you know, he was in hell, lifted up his eyes. But a lot of us are saying, boy, I sure hope my mom not looking down on me because some of the things she'd see me doing, I don't really want mom to see that. So no. But that's some of the things that, again, some of the things that as Alex put, you know, that people are disillusioned about. You know, and they have their misconceptions about what their loved ones, what's become of their loved ones. And some people will say, oh man, all this time I thought my mom was an angel. And like I'm saying, no, she's not an angel, but don't feel bad. Because again, like I said, if she was good enough to be an angel, that means she's still good enough to be in the presence of God. So don't feel bad about that. Don't feel bad about that. Take heart in that, you know. Yeah, I mean, you know, I said, gosh, I won't be, the heck, I'm not gonna be an angel of the Lord. I'm just gonna be in heaven. Just gonna be there. Some of us are gonna get in just by the skin of our chinny chin chin, as the same thing goes. But that's all right. I just wanna get in. I just wanna get in. You know, we used to sing and say that song years ago. The old folks say it years ago. If I could just be a doorkeeper in heaven, I thought that's good enough for me. If I could just be a doorkeeper there, because I don't want the alternative. I do not want the alternative, because they put two places to go. I wouldn't care if the Lord came and listen, Cotton, you ain't been that good. You just stay out here and sweep. I say, yes, sir. Thank you, Lord. I'm up here sweeping. That's good enough for me. Even though there ain't no dirt and all there. But if that's all he told me to do, I'm glad to do it. Be glad. I don't know about y'all. Just let me in. Let me in.
Yes,
Say, nah, you ain't
indeed.
ready to come in there yet. Maybe in a million years. Thank you. You gave me something to aspire to. Million years from now, I can get in. For now, I just stay right outside this gate. That's good enough for me. Now, y'all think that, y'all mean, hey, y'all don't understand. If we take the time, sometime the Lord allow us to look on what hell has for us, will you be saying the same thing I'm saying? Hell ain't no place for nobody to be in. But anyhow, we thank Lord for this time. Are there any more questions or comments as far as the questions put before us this evening? None?
Are you going to continue this lesson?
Well, not with these three questions, but will we continue to look at angels? I think for a while we might. And we always, there's always, like I said many times, if there's something that y'all would like for us to look at and hear it in our Bible study, just let me know. We have no problem with it. But we're not gonna, I'm not gonna go back there. There's a lot of things for us to look at angels. I do know if the Lord allows, we could be looking at some of the powers of angels. And I mean, it's a whole lot. It's a lot. It's just many things for us to look at when we consider angels. We know some of the names of them. How many different kinds are there mentioned in the scriptures? There's even a couple of angels that we don't talk about that a lot of us really may not even want to look at them because they're that horrifying. But yet they're angels. There are passages in the scripture that we read that we tend to read them and go right past them. We need to take time and look at some of these. When the scriptures talk about angels, principalities, authorities, in heaven, who do you think he's talking about?
Angels, there's various
What
types.
does the scripture say about these authorities, these inhabitants? When we read other passages of the scripture that tell us there's what? Who that bears record in heaven? Who that bears what is it? The three, the ones that name it. But so who are these other ones? There's a lot of questions and stuff we can raise about angels. And the scriptures answer them. We just need to look at them. And a lot of times we have read them, but we read them and just kept on going. I remember, I'm gonna say this here and I'm gonna be done. I remember, see, I asked my father a lot of questions, and some of them still resonate in my mind. I remember a lot of things that I asked Dad from time to time. And I do remember him asking him, asked him questions about angels. I remember asking him where angels came from and all that, and I remember some of the answers he gave me. I remember a lot of stuff that I would ask Dad and some of the answers he gave me. And coming from a man, when I look back and remember that I'm talking about a person who at best might have had third grade education. Dad came up hard in the hard South at the time. But yet he was able to answer a lot of the questions that I asked him. He wasn't completely right in all of them, but he wasn't completely wrong either. I mean, he answered them, and anybody, maybe he was not able to go further with his answers, but the answers he gave weren't no, they weren't necessarily wrong. It just wasn't complete. So there's a lot of questions we have, a lot of questions. But if there are no more questions about our lesson tonight, anybody want to close us out in prayer? Anyone?
Yeah, sure. Well, thank you for blessing us to come out tonight. Spend time learning more and furthering our knowledge about you, learning more about you, Lord, and all aspects and a different aspect of you and your word, Lord. We ask that you will bless us to, bless all the homes represented tonight. Bless each one of us, Lord, to be ambassadors and representatives of you, that we may be more equipped to be able to enlighten others about your word as well. Just I ask in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Good night. Talk to
All
y'all
right.
later.
Thank you. And thank y'all for showing up. Thanks for being
No
here, Alex.
problem. No problem. Good night.
Good night.
Take care.